Shamshon Rafal Hirsch has a great line about chinuch, that every machanech, every rebbe, really every person should know and think about. He says that the job of every machanech is to at some point become superfluous, as if he doesn't exist. Any Rebbe who aims to have a lifelong dependence of his Talmidim upon him, that they're always going to say, oh, I have to go back and ask, I have to do... He's not looking at his job properly. Because that's not what it's all about. What chinuch is all about is you want to get somebody on their feet to the extent that one day they don't know you anymore, they don't need you anymore, and ki'ilu, it could be as if you don't exist. It's true about chinuch with teaching Torah, it's true about chinuch raising your kids. One day you want them to be independent, that they don't need you anymore. Chinuch means teaching so well to the point where you become superfluous. You become unnecessary. And the truth of the matter is that line of Hirsch, it's a mushel for a lot of things in life. You know, often we do things, hopefully we do good things, and we hope that everybody is always going to remember us for it. They'll say, oh, that was what I did. But it shouldn't be that way. If I did something good, so who cares whether I got the credit? Who cares whether I remember? Who cares whether you attach it to me? Because when we do the right thing, we're not doing it because we want to get credit, because we pat ourselves on the back, or we somehow become bigger. We're doing it because that's our job, and that's what we're here for. And Lemaisa, there's nobody who personified this more than the greatest Rebbe of them all, the greatest Anav of them all, and that's Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, in the beginning of this week's Parsha, and the last week's Parsha, so Kedarka is Kaviyachal, giving the Rabbeinu Shel Olam a very difficult time. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, Lama Hari Yisrael, Lama Zeh, Lama Zeh Shalachtani, what are you being so bad to these people? Why are you sending me? It's not going to work. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't let him off so easily, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Atah Sireh, you're going to see now. Asher Esel LeParoi, you're going to see what I'm going to do to Paroi. You're going to see that it's going to work. And he gives Moshe Rabbeinu an entire Musar Shmuz. Moshe Rabbeinu goes out and he does his job. He talks to Bnei Yisrael, he tells them what he's supposed to tell them. Do they listen? They don't listen to Moshe Rabbeinu because they're too exhausted. So you think Moshe's putter, but he's not. Because Hashem says, go back and tell him again. Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Rabbeinu Shel Olam alumdus. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Hashem it's not going to work. He says, "Hein Bnei Yisrael Yishamu Elai." The Bnei Yisrael didn't listen to me last time. Ve'ech Yishme'eni Paroi. How is Paroi going to listen to me when I go to Paroi? Vani Aral Sfasayim. I don't know how to talk. I don't know how to express myself. Are you going to send me to Paroi again? It's not going to work. And Rashi says on the Pasuk, we all know the Rashi, and it's a textbook for when you want to figure out what is a good Kal Vachomer, what's not a good Kal Vachomer. Rashi says that that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying over here, Zeh Echad Me'asara Kal Vachomer Shebetorah. This is one of the 10 Kal Vachomers that we have in the Torah. Okay. The question is obvious. All the Mefarshei Rashi come and jump and ask the question. The Maral asks it. The Mizrahi asks it. What kind of Kal V'chomer is this? Everybody realizes, and it's said in the Pasuk previous, that the reason the Bnei Yisrael didn't listen was because of Kaitzer Ruach V'Avaydash Kasha. They're exhausted. Paroi is sitting pretty in the palace. So why are we saying that Leishem Bnei Yisrael Leishem Weilai V'Eichish Me'eni Paroi V'Ani Aral S'Vasayim? The Kal V'chomer doesn't start. It's a Kal V'chomer Pricha. And there are many answers. The Maral's answer was is that Ein Hachanami, even though the Bnei Yisrael were exhausted, but Moshe Rabbeinu still thought that it was a Kal V'chomer because he was telling Bnei Yisrael a message that they wanted to hear, and he was going to tell Paro a message that he clearly did not want to hear. So it's still a Kal V'chomer. And there are many other terutzim. But then you have the terutz of the Mizrahi. The Mizrahi gives the terutz, which l'chor is the terutz. And it doesn't only tell you the terutz to this question, but it tells you a great insight into Moshe Rabbeinu and a great insight as to what we should aspire to in life. I had an experience this week, Lo Aleichem. I participated in Yahrzeit, the first Yahrzeit. My first cousin was a mashpia, a big mashpia. He went out to Las Vegas, Nevada, there for a little over a year. And even in that time, he was mashpia on very, very many people. Marbitz Torah. He was a big Bal Yisurim. Before he got sick, he had countless eye surgeries. Got his smicha as his retina was detaching constantly. He was a big Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. During the course of his illness, so he brought tons and tons of people all over the world closer to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And I had the first Yahrzeit over here in Eretz Yisrael, buried here in Eretz Yisrael. And I participated in the Yahrzeit. I mentioned that it was almost eerie. The day before his Patira, I was learning with my son, particularly Gemara and Brachas, which various parts of the Gemara over there. And I felt like we're talking about my cousin. But one of them that spoke to the point and has to do with what we're mentioning over here was the following Gemara. The Gemara said in Hayom Beis and Brachas, Kala Isik Betairo Begmilas Chasadim Bekaivaris Banav. Anybody who either is Isik Betairo, Isik Begmilas Chasadim, or buries a child, Meichlin Loyal Kala Vein Isav. All of his Averas are Nimchal. The Gemara brings psukim for each one. The question that I was just made on over here is, what's the common denominator between these three? Torah, Gemilas Chasadim, Kaveres Banav. I don't know whether it's the pshat. I didn't have a chance to go look as to whether other people say the same thing. But to me, it's a good vart, and it's a true lesson in life. And that is that there are certain things in life which are game changers. They transform you. They're transformative. Leah Aleichem, I have a brother who lost a daughter. She was very sick for the first years of her life until she passed away. A person is kaver as banav it changes a person entirely. You can't be the same as you were before. You realize that all of your givens that you had before are just not there. And that's a mechilas avinus, because you're not the same person anymore. Whatever you did up until now doesn't count. Limud HaTorah is the same way. When a person learns, it's not just that he knows more, he's a different person. It transforms you. It's transformative. And the truth of the matter is that Gemilas Chasadim does the same thing. When a person is born, he's entirely a taker. All he does is cry and eat and have people take care of him. And that's how he is when he's a baby. And when he grows up, it really doesn't change very, very much until he gets more mature. Until he realizes that he's not in this world to take, he's here in the world to give. And that what he gets in this world doesn't really make very much of a difference. That's what chesed is all about. And Isaac B'Gmilas Chasadim is a person who changes his perspective of life. Up until now, he thought that life was all about me, and now he realizes, no, it's not about me. It's about what I produce for other people. All three of these things, Uras Banim, and Torah, and Gmilas Chasadim, they change a person. Gmilas Chasadim means that it's not about me. My whole life is what I produce. Most of the time in life, when there are problems, so we're very good at figuring out what the reason for the problems are. It was my chavrusa's fault. It was my Rebbe's fault. The Rosh Hashiva's fault. It was that guy's fault. There's one person that we never seem to figure that it has anything to do with, and that's ourselves. Why? Because each and every one of us wants to imagine that we're perfect and that all the problems in the world are because of somebody else. That's if you live in a world that you're an anti-Gemel Chesed, that you think that the world is all about you. But then you have a person like Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the antithesis of this. Moshe Rabbeinu, almost to a fault, thinks that if there's something wrong in the world, it can't have anything to do with anybody else. It's got to have to do with me, my shortcomings. I'm the problem. And that's what the Mizrahi says over here. Moshe Rabbeinu was oblivious to the fact that Paroi didn't listen to him because that the Bnei Yisrael didn't listen to him because of Kaitzer Ruach and Aveda Kasha. He couldn't fathom that. If somebody's not listening to me, it's because of my shortcomings. I'm not giving the message across well enough. I'm an Aral Sfasayim. But you can only have an attitude like that if you're the Yanov Mikol Adam. You can only have an attitude like that if you're the type of person who realizes that the world doesn't revolve around you and that you're just an instrument in making other people better. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's what every mechanech should strive to be, and that's what every person should strive to be. Maisa, they say a great quote from Chassidus Rebbe. I don't know which one it is. Tell me afterwards. That a person has to have two pieces of paper and have one in each pocket. One piece of paper has to say Bishvili Nivra Olam, because if a person doesn't feel like he's capable of doing something, so there's no purpose for being alive. He's not going to accomplish anything. The second piece of paper has to say Anochi Ofer Ve'efer. Where did I come from? I came from a Tipa Srucha. At the end of the day, I'm going to a place which is Ofer Rima V'Toleya. After 120 years, if I'm lucky, so someone will have heard of me, and if I'm luckier, no one will have heard of me. All that's left is whatever I did. That's it. And that's the mission. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us. You don't think about me. That's what chesed is. You don't think about me. A person is in a situation where he doesn't have to prop himself up and he's not worried about his ego, his me, his self-image. So then naturally, almost to a fault, you see the problems with yourself magnified before you see the problems with other people. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was Rabban Shel Yisrael. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was the Navi of all Nevi'im, that he saw things clearly by Aspaklaria HaMe'ira. He was Mechol Besi Nemonhu, because there was no selfishness in the way. There was no me. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest human being who ever lived. Because all he was a mission. He wasn't an ego. He wasn't a self. He wasn't looking at propping himself and trying to make himself good, better, the best. He just wanted to fulfill his mission. Each and every one of you should be zeche, find what your mission is, and not to worry about your reputation, but to worry about fulfilling that mission and growing greater and greater to be just like Moshe Rabbeinu.